Once it was called a creek, now it's a river. Technically, the Petaluma River is a tidal slough, or a 13-mile-long, sinuous arm of San Pablo Bay. All who ply these waters must attune to the rise and fall of the tides. Like the tides, human history ebbs and flows as the life of the river merges with the lives of its people. Petaluma Mayor, Pamela Torliat.
McNair Peninsula has a long history in the city of Petaluma. The city of Petaluma purchased 10 acres of McNair Peninsula in conjunction with the Open Space District a few years ago, and we have master planned this area in order to have people be able to access the river. David Yearsley with the Friends of the Petaluma River has been working very hard with many volunteers to create space where people could potentially have overnight stay and be able to paddle up the Petaluma River as part of the Bay River Trail to experience this unique asset.
Executive Director of Friends of the Petaluma River, David Yearsley.
The beauty of our setting on McNair's Peninsula is it is actually in the heart of the city. It's in the little, what I call a necklace of jewels around the downtown Turning Basin between the Visitor Center, the Art Center, McNair's Peninsula, the Bay Trail, runs right by it. The Bay Trail is actually part of the McNair Peninsula, and it runs through downtown Petaluma. So we're a five-minute walk from downtown. Friends of the Petaluma River has taken the lead in creating the River Heritage Center in the livery stable and around the grounds of McNair's Peninsula to both tell the story of how this river helped create Petaluma and the industrial and now recreational and educational components that have come through the river. So we see the Heritage Center as a place to tell stories.
Now sit back, relax, and listen as David Yearsley tells some of the stories of the Petaluma River.